Hello, I'm Philip Stoughton. I'm here at Apex 2023 and I'm joined by Vincent on the Kogiscan booth. Great to talk to you, always a pleasure. Been a little bit of a while since we've been this close to each other. I wrote a piece earlier, and I know it resonated with you and it's one of your things, but I wrote a piece talking about changes in the industry in 2023 and the importance of open communication, of collaboration, of all those things. That's something that's been important to Kogiscan forever, I guess.
Oh, yes. Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Phil. Yes, it's been a while. I mean, I missed the last show where you were here, but now we're back, you know, after COVID. Yeah, I mean, when you wrote this paper and we went through that, and the first thing I saw was the aspect of collaboration, which has been in our DNA from the start. I mean, it's one of our core value, actually. And we've even developed our business based on collaboration with partners. As you know, we work very closely with equipment partners, with software partners, but also our customers. We see them as partners, and we want to collaborate to make their factory better, the factory of the future, of course. So it really resonated with us. Not only collaboration within the ecosystem, but also within the company. As I said, this is part of our DNA, but it's also part of who we are as a company, as individuals, and this is how we like to work together. So,
I think I definitely see a cultural change there, and I think it's interesting the reasons behind it and why it came about. And I think when I look at the EMS companies themselves, they've had to change their relationship with their OEM customers because they've spent so much time in the last year or 2 years even going back to them, rescheduling, having difficult conversations. The OEMs have had to change their relationship because they've had to convert maybe predictions into purchase orders to give more visibility. And then I think on the other side, on the supply chain, there's been an interesting change in dynamic with particularly the component supply chain. There needs to be almost a glass pipeline and openness for that collaboration. And I think it plays into the way people work together, but it also plays into the way systems and software operates. I think people are more open to the idea of sharing data. Do you find that with your customers? Are they more willing?
Definitely. And it's, as you said, it's a shift because, you know, if you look back, it was more like, okay, we do our business. I'm your vendor. I'm your OEM. I give you money. You just supply and all this. Things change, you know, both in the supply chain, but also a change, you know, and we talked about the skill shortages. We talked about all these things. So you need more visibility in the supply chain, but you also need more of this collaboration internally if you want to keep your people and you want to keep your line runnings. So on both sides, there's a cultural change that's operating, and it's very similar, actually. Openness, transparency. So yes, we definitely see that with our customers. And I know earlier we're talking about an example of one of our client who's asking their suppliers to install our software to have visibility on what's going on and give them visibility on what's coming on as well. So definitely there's a change there.
Yeah, and you know, I think that shift's interesting, and I think it's interesting to see how and where people collaborate. I think in the past, there was maybe this idea that we got together once a year, we talked about technology roadmaps, we talked about how we could move forward, and then maybe as an OEM or as an EMS, I would search the market, maybe at a show like this, for people with that solution. I kind of sense now that we're moving to a time where someone can come to a Kogiscan, an EMS perhaps, and say, hey, you know, where do you see stuff going? Where do you see the application of new technology, disruptive technology like AOI, and how can that work? Are they the conversations that you have? And if they are, what sort of demands are driving that?
No, definitely. You know, and I can give an example right now. There's a lot of talk about what you can do with AI. So how can we make the factory of the future another step? Basically, you know, we started back in 99 with the factory of the future in our head, but this concept is evolving every year, right? And now we have this technology, this AI technology and machine learning that we can apply for real use case. And we know a lot of people have tried it, a lot of people failed. Actually, the data I've seen is close to 90% of the trial have failed. We have succeeded and we have use cases running in the field, but how did we get there is with collaborating with manufacturers. And they were saying, okay, I have this issue I want to solve. Can you help me solve that? So we get in there, work with them, collaborate, and go through like that. So it's not just about having a roadmap. It's more about exposing issues, exposing technologies we have, how we bridge this gap, and, you know, again, make the factory of the future happen with the technology we have. Yeah.
And create this ecosystem where you're not just fulfilling a particular purchase order or a particular project, but you're building long-term incremental value relationships that are really open, and someone can say, hey, you know, we've got a problem with this. How do we manage that? But in the long term, how do we just make systems better?
Exactly. And again, so we can fix issues short term and then look at, you know, how do we make this evolve and take it step by step. The use case I was talking about, for example, that we did last year is on AOI machines where you have a lot of false calls. So how do we sort a false call from a real call? And how can you reduce the human intervention needed to do that, right? So this came out from our customers. We worked on it. We have another use case for maintenance, and we have other use cases like that going on, and some others, you know, with pick and place and all that. That is just a matter of, you know, you look at where are the low-hanging fruits, where you can save money, and where you want to grow with this technology, and working with them, they know what issues they're facing, we know what the technology can do, and we find this alignment where we can bring value to them incrementally with that technology. So.
Yeah. And I think what's beautiful about that is you combine that knowledge and understanding of software and AI and that kind of big picture stuff, which everybody's excited about, but with that deep domain knowledge of what is going on an SMT line, on an EMS factory floor, in a manufacturing environment. And that's hugely valuable, I think.
Exactly. I mean, and you brought it home. I mean, at Cottage Scan, we focus only on electronics assembly. So we do have a good knowledge, and then we combine that with our software knowledge, and then our customers, who becomes our partners basically, have a very deep knowledge of their processes, of their issues and all that. So when you combine all this, of course, you're going to find solutions to issues out there. So.
Brilliant. Well, Vincent, thanks for talking to me. Thanks for your time again. Pleasure to be face to face again, and
thanks
look forward to talking again soon. Have a good show.
Nice meeting you again.